Hey, what's going on? So on this edition of the Strongpreneur podcast, I am coming to you from my hotel room in Westminster, Colorado, outside of Denver. I am just off of a several day trip speaking. I was in San Francisco, I was in San Diego. Now I'm back down to Denver, and then in a few minutes here after I record this, I'm actually going to drive back home down by Colorado Springs to Manitou Springs. And so been a great week, been a long week. I'm wiped, but it's a good wiped. That's how it should be, right? You should be, when you're wiped out, it should be for a good reason. And I'm sipping my morning coffee here and talking to you guys. So check this out. This one of the big themes of this past week has been how to build a better team, how to build a kick-ass team that does kick-ass work for your business. And I want to just highlight a few of the things that I talked about in my talk for PDCA on Thursday in San Diego. Okay, and the first thing to understand is if you have problems finding people, building a good team, building a kick-ass team, you've got to look in the mirror. That is the number one thing that you need to do. You need to look in the mirror and work on yourself first, because in order to build a stronger team and a better team, you need to get as strong as you can get, because your team's only going to be as strong as you are. All right. And so that's going to mean getting honest with where you're at and the type of leader that you've been. And how have you prepared your people for success? We've talked on here so many times before that people will bitch and gripe about how their people don't do this and they don't do this. And I ask a question, I'll say, well, how have you set them up for success? And I probe a little bit, and it comes back to the fact that, you know, you're just a boss that's just throwing an order out there and hoping that they figure it out when you didn't set them up. And that can mean anything from giving them a clear scope of work to the tools or the training that they need, and many other things, encouragement and stuff like that. So listen, as you are trying to build your team, I want to encourage you to work on you and develop yourself first, and in turn, I promise you, you will grow a stronger team. You'll attract a stronger team. All right, second thing that we talked about with building a stronger team is I need you to commit to making more money. You got to commit to making more money. If you're not making money and having a better life and having some stability in your life, no one is going to be attracted to that. How in the world are we going to attract younger people into the trades or any profession for that matter, when there's not at least a cool factor in it and some money, right? Hey, when somebody looks at our industry or our trade or whatever it is that you do, and if they don't go, wow, that looks cool, oh, and I can make a lot of money, oh, let me learn more about that. The problem is so many contractors are spinning their tires on the hamster wheel, and they're too busy, and they're not making enough money, and you know they're always stressed about paying the bills. And so you got to ask yourself, who in the world would want to do that? I know I wouldn't. All right, so make more money. You know, go back and listen to some of these podcasts that I've done and watch some of these videos I've done on how you can make more profit on your jobs and bid your jobs right. And, you know, consider joining our sales academy, contractor sales academy, whatever it takes to commit to making more money, because money is how you are able to add more value to not just your clients, but also your team. All right. Third thing that I think is really important and about finding and attracting, recruiting people, tell a different story. This was a huge point in my talk on Thursday. Tell a different story. You know, I showed a couple videos of a couple companies that have done a great job of telling a story of the type of company they are. One is Albright Painting in California, and the other is Aquascape in St. Charles, Illinois, and both did some recruitment videos, but they really showed the culture of what they're looking for, the type of people that work there. I want to encourage you to use social media and shoot videos and have fun and let your personality come out and show the world what type of work you do, what kind of industry you do. I was on Instagram the other day, gosh, for the life of me, I can't remember because I just saw it in passing real quick. There was a builder who, every time they go into a different phase of a project, you know, like, hey, here's the foundation phase or the demo phase or the siding and trim phase. They would basically make a music video, and they have a professional videographer guy, and they have killer music, and they have a drone flying around, and there's a cool factor. It's like a reality TV show. And how does a young guy, young girl, who wants to get into the trades, not look at that company and go, man, that's a kick-ass company that I'd like to be a part of? Okay? Listen, we tell stories intentionally and unintentionally every day in our marketing for our clients. Let me take a sip of my coffee. All right? You know, marketing is not just to get new clients, guys. Marketing is also to build a team. And when somebody starts seeing over and over and over that, man, there's this cool factor to your company. It looks like a fun place to work. You guys do killer work. You interview your employees, and wow, they look like some cool people to hang out with. That tells a story. And you can take those videos, you can take those pictures, all those things that you do, and you can serve them up as ads on Facebook that land right in front of the demographic of not only the types of customers you want, but the types of employees that you want for your business. Tell a different story about who you are, who your company is. Let people behind the curtain. All right? That gets us to the fourth thing. Once you get them, you want to retain them, right? You want to develop them. So you got to invest in them. I shared a couple stories of a couple clients of mine that have spent, you know, $40,000, $60,000, $80,000 in 2016 developing their team. And these are not big companies, you guys. But the owners, they get it. They understand that without investing in their people and developing their people, they're not going to have much of a business. So quit being a cheapskate. And that goes back to you making more money. When you make more money, you're going to be able to invest in your people, and that's going to make them feel special. When you take them to an industry event, when you put them in a sales training class, when you send them across to train with another contractor on the other end of the country or whatever, you're investing them. It's good for their morale, makes them feel special. You're going to retain people longer, not because just you're training them, but they're going to feel like they're appreciated and that they're truly an investment, all right? And the final thing I want to talk on today here is, this is huge. This is from my buddy Steve Dorfman. He's a client customer experience guru. And he talks a lot about, you know, we work really hard to create a great client experience. Why aren't we doing the same for our employees? Okay, what does the experience for your employees look like? Do you know what's important to them? Do you know what their goals are? Do you know what makes them tick? Do you encourage them? Are you just walking around barking orders and bitching because they didn't finish things on time? All right, so remember Zig Ziglar, motivational speaker. He said, if you want to get what you want, or basically if you help enough people get what they want, you're going to get what you want. So understand your people. Make working for you a better experience. All right. Bring them into decision making. Let them have a voice. Guys, there's so many ways that you can do this that I want to encourage you to do. So, all right, just a quick recap here. Work on you. Commit to making more money. Tell a different story. Invest in your people, and don't just focus on a client experience, focus on an employee experience, because when your employees are happy and fulfilled and they feel loved and appreciated, that's going to spill over to the experience that they deliver for your client. All right, thanks for hanging with us on the Strongpreneur Podcast. If you want to build your business stronger, make more money, build a great team, go to www.contractorsalesacademy.com.